Some e-waste optimists envision a circular economy in which reused and recycled raw materials help a sustainable future. Japan was an early leader of this movement, promoting e-waste recycling with tough laws and, more recently, presenting an appealing strategy for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The idea is for winning athletes to receive gold, silver, and bronze medals made from recycled e-waste, symbolic of a world in which e-waste can take on the gleam of permanent glory. To move toward a circular economy, manufacturers would also need to embrace a green design that minimizes the generation of e-waste in the first place. Companies like Apple and Dell, though, have not taken enough measures to make their products easier to use for a longer period of time. Planned obsolescence, the intentional creation of products that rapidly become outdated so customers must replace them with ever newer models, remains standard procedure for the tech industry. Manufacturers argue that the approach stimulates not only profits, but also the very innovation that drives the global economy. And it has produced a Pavlovian response in consumers, for whom the temptation to buy a slightly cooler phone every couple of years has hardened into a seeming necessity. Not long ago, one tech manufacturer introduced a cheaper, longer-lasting phone, the perfect antidote to planned obsolescence. It was not a great success, but it was a good reminder that we all share some responsibility for the explosion of e-waste in scrapyards across the world.